KNKX brings you stories from around the Northwest on our show Sound Effect. Each week, there's a theme, and this next story is about island time. Sound Effect host Jennifer Wing has more.
Thank you.
This is Sound Effect. I'm Jennifer Wing, and I am in Marcia Morse's office. There are windows on all sides, and the view is incredible. Water, sailboats, and Vashon Island. It is quickly approaching.
Thank you, Charlie.
We are on board the Issaquah Ferry, and Marcia, she's the captain. She was one of the first women hired by Washington State Ferries 42 years ago, and she kind of stumbled into this job.
I was actually riding the ferry, and I was talking to a deckhand. We were feeding seagulls, and I was just chatting, saying I was looking for work. I was out of college, and he said, oh, you should get on with the ferries. They hire women now.
What year was this?
That was 1975.
What has it been like for you to be a pioneer in this industry?
My quest has always been, I just want to do the job and be allowed to do the job. And that wasn't always the case for anyone. When you first came on a boat, they oftentimes didn't train anyone.
What do you mean they wouldn't train anyone?
They basically told you just little basics, you know, like, grab a block, do this, you know, whatever. Block that car, swab that deck, and they might not really tell you how or even be friendly, you know. When I had someone show me what to do or tell me, I really valued them as a friend and an ally.
How do you get around when there's really thick fog? How do you guys figure that out?
That's what radars are for. Before radars, which was right before I came here, so some of the old-time captains used whistle echoes, time and distance, and wait and count how long it would take for the echo to come back off the bluff.
They'd use echolocation.
Echo off the bluffs, yeah.
What are some of the stories you've gathered over the years dealing with passengers as you've done this work?
Well, you get everybody coming through the ferries and their everyday state, which could be good, could be bad. We've had deaths.
On the boat, you've had people die.
Oh, people die on the boat. People have babies on the boats. We have the whole cross-section of life coming across on the ferries.
Today, we are hopping on ferries and traveling to the islands of the Northwest. We are on island time here on Sound Effect. We'll tell you how one couple came to own a little piece of paradise in the San Juans. We'll explore the challenges of dating when you live on an island. And yes, these places are gorgeous, but they can be really expensive. We'll learn what some people are doing to make island life a little bit more affordable. It's all ahead here on Sound Effect.